You have two speakers, I understand.
We do. We have some new additions this year to Chris Kindle Mart. So, again, for your $7 entry fee, you're going to see all these over 100 artisans and the two eateries. But you also have a chance to meet and hear two celebrity speakers on Friday at 2 p.m., Robin Swoboda will be with us, and we all remember her. She's known for all kinds of things, but especially her warmth and humorous remarks. Well, she is doing, I'm not kidding you, she makes me laugh in a text. So, you know, in a program, she's going to be hysterical.
So she's going to be fun. But Andre Bernier, meteorologist, is going to be there. And he's going to be calling us. We're going to call him in a few minutes, right?
Andre, again, another media celebrity from Fox 8.
Fox 8, but he also is, is an author. So we're going to find out about that. We're going to find out what Andre's got going on. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on News Talk 1480 WHBC. I'm going to have some fluffy, but not stuffy. What is this stuff?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Want to hear more? Show podcasts at WHBC.com.
Gary will be right back on WHBC.
Now back to Gary Rivers on WHBC.
All right, 10:22 on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Well, in the studios, Andre Bernier joins us this morning. Good morning, Andre.
Gary, good morning.
Did you hear all those nasty things I was saying about you off the air?
You know what? I was listening online, so you never know.
Yeah, no, I was besides a meteorologist.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting side note to relax. And I've always enjoyed writing since essentially was kind of literary class in college. And I've always enjoyed writing, but I never knew how to take that energy and to harness it. And so it was in college. One of my favorite professors was able to kind of harness that and channel it. And little did I know, I had to come up with a book idea. And eventually it came to fruition recently.
And you've got the book called Christmas in Pilaf. And Pilaf is a town that you've made up. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a fictional town. They have a lot of good things to eat there this morning, from what I understand.
Loads, but no rice pilaf.
No.
So, sorry about that.
Pilaf, but yeah, this isn't the kind that you eat, but the pilaf Amish country.
Got it.
It's a very simple, very cozy town. Faith-driven, quirky things happen in this town.
So Don Knotts is the deputy?
Well, you never know. I may have to introduce that character in a future book series.
Maybe. But all right. Well, you're going to be speaking at our Chris Kindle Mart and getting there then as well, right?
Yes. Book three just came out today. It is released today on Amazon. It's also available on with me to sign and to purchase if somebody is looking for a Christmas idea.
Nice. Now, you're also going to be discussing with those coming to Chris Kindle Mart.
It'll actually be the advent of how did I develop it and what makes pilaf so unique, so interesting, and that kind of thing.
Nice. And Andre, so what are your future plans now? Are you going to stay with television? Are you going to go on book signing deals and TV's coming up? What's going on?
Boy, wouldn't that be a great thing? You know what? That's a very good idea. I got a long-term contract with Fox 8, and that's my primary my primary focus, and it's my passion to kind of delve into. And so you never know where this is going to take off. Each year, the book series has been getting more and more popular, and it's a companion.
Got it.
We called it Soup du Jour, and that's where the pilaf series actually got started.
How about that? Well, we all know everybody loves that Prairie Home Companion, so my guess is they love this. And folks in northeastern Ohio love you, so I think they're going to have a great time and look forward. So you're going to be there what time and what day?
I am going to be there on Saturday, and I believe I'm there from something like 1 to 3 p.m. I'll have to check my itinerary, but it is early afternoon.
Well, wait a minute. Susan's going to tell you exactly what your time is. She's all shaking her head here going, no, it's show up at what time?
And, Andre, it's Saturday, November 11th at 2 p.m. for your fabulous program. Yeah. We can't wait to see you.
There you go.
No, he's going to come at 1 to have some tiramisu with me.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring the rice pilaf. You bring the Christmasen pilaf, all right?
That's a deal.
All right, Andre, thank you so much. Nice talking with you. See you then.
My pleasure.
All right, it's 1027 at News Talk 1480 WHBC. Susan, before we go, first of all, thank you for all the delicious food. You had originally promised me some music.
I know.
And that just didn't work out. You've got a very sick musician at home, huh?
We do. Mm. We do, unfortunately. But don't worry. We've got it covered, and you've got enough food here, I think, for maybe dinner as well as lunch.
All right, can I give away some tickets to Chris Kindlemark now?
Oh, we'd love it.
All right, we're going to do that for you, putting up with me eating food in front of you here this morning. We're going to open up the phone lines. No Gary Rivers games. We're not going to make you work for it this morning. You worked long enough listening to us this morning. So call us if you'd like to go to Chris Kindlemark. These are, what, $7
tickets each? $7
tickets each. So we've got two pair of tickets right now to give away. So we'll take caller number 4 and caller number 5. John, just take it from there. 330-450-1480 if you'd like to go. And look, everybody in Stark County loves Chris Kindlemark, so I can't imagine anybody saying no to these tickets. Susan, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Gary, for having me. And you know what? I invite everyone to join us for this year's Chris Kindlemark on November 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Canton Cultural Center. Food, fun, and fabulous artisans. And remember, all the proceeds benefit the Canton Museum of Art.
All right, 330-450-1480. We'll, again, take caller number 4 and 5. Grab those tickets, get into Chris Kindlemark, and enjoy some good shopping. We'll be back in a few.
Gary in your life? Hear show podcasts at WHBC.com.